This weekend's cultural highlights in our region include an avant-garde concert of acoustic and electronic music and visuals, a discussion of a classic Norman Rockwell illustration, a neo-vaudevillian circus, several art openings, and a tribute to the king himself, Elvis Presley. After a week-long residency at MassMoCA's Cultural Laboratory, multimedia artist Daniel Wohl will present a work-in-progress performance of Holographic, a multi-sensory audience experience featuring a blend of acoustic instruments and electronic creations in the Hunter Center at MassMoCA in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. Wohl's music will be accompanied by artist Daniel Schwartz's visuals. Paris-born, Brooklyn-based Wohl blurs the line between electronic and acoustic instrumentation, blurring them into a greater organic whole. For this program, Wohl's music will incorporate an improbable combination of sounds inspired by new ideas in modern science and humanity's symbiotic relationship with technological creations. Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, will present the Pullman Porter, Norman Rockwell's Boy in Dining Car, a talk and brunch to be held on Sunday at 11 a.m. Stephanie Plunkett, the museum's deputy director and chief curator, will take an in-depth look at Norman Rockwell's 1946 Saturday Evening Post cover, Boy in Dining Car, just in time for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Hudson, New York's own Bindlestiff Family Circus continues its wintertime tradition of hosting a monthly cabaret featuring a variety of circus, theater, comedy, and musical entertainers at Club Helsinki Hudson with four programs over the next 3 months. The Winter Cabaret kicks off this Saturday at 9 p.m. with appearances by musical visionary Tony Giraldo, along with female impersonator Bernie Brandel, burlesque star Pinky Special, comedy favorites Fly By Night, aerial acrobat Jason Mejias, and of course, Bindlestiff co-founders Keith Nelson and Stephanie Monso. Fold and Unfold, a solo exhibition of sculptures and drawings by Anne Lindberg, opens at OMI's Visitor Center and Gallery in Ghent, New York, with a reception on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Lindberg works with an expanded definition of drawing languages and is influenced by the resurgence of drawing in contemporary art. Looking ahead, her exhibition will conclude on Saturday, March 12th at 7 p.m. with a special performance featuring hyper-pianist Denman Maroney. And while we're talking about contemporary art, solo exhibitions of works by Nicole Cherubini and Ted Gall open at Retrospective Gallery in Hudson, New York, with a reception on Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Cherubini's show, The Love Tapes, is a retrospective of her work. Gall's show, Hibernation Anxiety, features works in various modes, all of them rooted in drawing. Cherubini lives and works in Hudson and Brooklyn. Gall lives and works in nearby Litchfield, Connecticut. And finally, let's talk about the King, Club Helsinki Hudson's annual Elvis Birthday Bash, featuring Albany-based rockabilly revivalists The Luster Kings, plus other special guests, will take place tonight at 9 p.m., just 1 week after what would have been Elvis Presley's 81st birthday. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.